Welcome to KBS World Radio, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Books on Demand, a show that introduces a treasure trove of Korean short stories to the global audiences. We start episode 2 of our summer thriller series with Good Friend by Song Si-woo. I'm your host, Karen Choi, and please stay tuned.
A good friend to mankind. The Fennec Fox of modern men. A life with a pet dog. Good Friend Veterinary Clinic is a small animal clinic located right by a street in Yongsan District in Seoul. I am the director and the only veterinarian of the clinic. A small customized banner made on the clinic's opening day has been aging steadily for the past 7 years on the hospital window. This neighborhood, where old houses, small shops, and mom-and-pop factories housed in basements stay unchanged, only just growing old, underwent a huge transformation after a Yongsan New Town Urban Development Plan was announced. Every other store in the strip mall was taken up by a realtor, and their big yellow signs didn't go out until late at night. The animal clinic's everyday life remained just about the same, although the outside world changed drastically. The nurse went home at 7, and I worked alone at the clinic until 9 o'clock.
In the second episode of the summer thriller series, we bring you Song Si-woo's Good Friend, published in 2008. The main character is the head veterinarian at Good Friend's Veterinary Clinic. That day, a Monday, he was working by himself after the nurse had gone home. He gave his patient, a schnauzer named Nabak, beef jerky, but the dog just spat out after chewing on it for a bit. He must not be feeling well. Yeon-kyung, Nabak's owner, promised to come back for him on Sunday when she came to leave him there on Friday afternoon. Is he barking a lot as usual? Yes, he still does. Even my upstairs neighbor came to complain last week, but I managed to send him away. Nabak, stop barking and be quiet. Doctor, I have to go. Yeon-kyung had left in a red compact car with a man wearing a baseball cap. The veterinarian hasn't been able to reach her since then. The vet went to a realtor's office with the address she had left with him. Yeon-kyung lived just 10 minutes away from the clinic. The building was nicknamed Ujeong Realty Company Housing because many of the real estate office employees lived there. Ujeong Realty managers all complained about the barking from the third floor. They couldn't sleep because of the dog barking day and night. Too bad they can't kick her out. 4 months ago, Yeon-kyung came to the animal clinic for the first time, carrying a fat, dirty schnauzer. She brought the dog after seeing children tormenting the animal. Its name is Nabak. She had caught a skin disease from the dog, so she was scratching herself. Nobody would want him now. I'm all he has. Yeon-kyung brought the dog regularly for shots and low-fat food. She even rented an anti-barking device from the clinic. She would call the vet even in the middle of the night if something was wrong with Nabak. Yeon-kyung hasn't called for 2 days and didn't come back for Nabak. Something must have happened to her. The vet put the 12-kilogram Nabak in a carrier and went over to Yeon-kyung's place. After a while, her next-door neighbor, Unit 301, opened the door. Do you know where the girl who lives here went? She hasn't come back for her dog. I don't know how to tell you this, but the girl died.
My head swam as if the building was heaving up and down. I felt a cardboard box pushing against me. I looked up to find a middle-aged man carrying a large box while walking up the stairs to the fourth floor. Yeon-kyung is dead? Why? How? Another young man carrying a box pushed me aside and climbed up the steps. His hair was cut short like a soldier, his face tanned with a sharp chin. Stuck between his fingers, holding up the box, was a paper bag from a pharmacy. A middle-aged woman carrying a box of grapes was following the men before stopping on the third floor. "This is the dog from Unit 302. The girl left him at the vet's but didn't come for him, so this man came to return the dog." "So, this is the dog that kept barking all the time? He has no idea what happened to this owner? Was it an accident? How did she die?" "We don't know yet whether it was an accident or not. Anyway, she is dead and nobody is in the house." The woman slowly turned to walk up the stairs again. "I gather you've gone grocery shopping with your family." "Yes, Ujung is returning to his base the day after tomorrow. His leave is already over. Anyway, this is bad. Such incident should not be made public."
According to the police, Yeongyeong was found dead inside her home at around 4 p.m. Sunday. Yeongyeong had been working as a clerk at an architecture firm for 2 years. An architect from the office who was working even on Sunday called Yeongyeong for a building plan, but when she didn't answer his call, he came to her house. The door wasn't locked, so he went inside to find Yeongyeong lying dead in the middle of the living room. Hair and blood were found on the corner of a TV table, and she was on her back with her neck bent. "I found out something new from a pizza store owner as I canvassed the neighborhood. He went to deliver pizza to Unit 302 at around 8 o'clock Thursday night. He heard Yeongyeong shouting to someone that pizza was there and a man answering from the bathroom." The detectives claimed that Yeongyeong was having open relationships and pointed at Nabak. The dog must recognize the killer. The detectives wanted the vet to come for questioning along with the dog.
Detective Choi came into the interrogation room with a young man. Nabak didn't look at or wag his tail or try to smell the suspect answering the detective's questions. It was somehow expected, but the detectives were disappointed nonetheless. "We just had fun a few times. We went to see movies, had drinks, but she suddenly turned cold one day and said we shouldn't see each other anymore." "You must have been pissed off because she suddenly dumped you." "I don't know what you're getting at, but I'm not crazy. Yoo Yeongyeong was very good at darting in and out of relationships. Maybe one of the guys she had seen held a grudge against her. But I'm not insecure enough to hold a grudge against a woman just because she dumped me. She was just an office clerk who just kept books and documents. After Lee Min-jung left, a middle-aged man was brought in. Nabak again just turned his head at the sound of the door opening and closing. He didn't even try to bark. I see that you sent an email to Yoo Yeongyeong in June. It said, 'Yeongyeong, I really want to take you to that vacation home I mentioned earlier.' I sent that email just once when I was completely drunk. I know what people say about her. They said that she met with several men at once. I was out of my mind that day. I kicked myself for sending her that email."
The police found nothing. Here's Korean literature professor Bang Min-ho of Seoul National University to tell us about the role Nabak plays in the investigation.
"There were many cases where pet dogs played pivotal roles in investigations. That's why the police brought in two suspects for the dog to see. But the dog didn't react at all to the two men. That means the dog didn't know them, and neither of them was involved in a crime of passion or caused death by willful negligence. They had nothing to do with Yeongyeong's death."
Since yesterday, I unintentionally got to hear about the men who had known Yeongyeong. I got the impression that they believed there was a reason for her to die like that, even though they didn't go so far as to say that she deserved to die. Not surprisingly, Yeongyeong wasn't given a chance to explain herself, and nobody spoke up for her. But something unexpected happened to crack the case.
"I went into my office and turned on the x-ray. I saw something inside Nabak's stomach. Something that looked like a piece of metal was hurting her inside. Dogs sometimes swallow things their owners never dreamed of. In most cases, dogs excrete what they ate. But this seemed too big for that. I soon decided to open him up. Just when I was about to open the stomach of quietly breathing Nabag, an ominous thought crossed my mind. Maybe Nabag could provide an explanation. I put down the scalpel and placed a camera in front of the operating table. I sliced open Nabag's stomach and put the extracted thing in the bowl. Two pieces of galvanized steel on a chain of tiny balls. It was a military dog tag engraved with a military service number, a name, and a blood type. The name was Han Ujong.
Han Ujong. It was the name of the Ujong Realty owner's son, the young man who was carrying a cardboard box at Yeongyeong's building last night. Perhaps he had come to complain about the barking dog that was disturbing his precious military leave. Even my upstairs neighbor came to complain last week, but I managed to send him away. The vet told the detectives about what he had found in the dog's stomach and wrapped up the surgery.
Yeongyeong had casual relationships with several men. She could have dated casually with the man who came to complain about the barking dog. The same could be said for the man as well. He was staying at the building temporarily. He didn't need a plan or a promise. His parents and the other tenants had no idea about their relationship and didn't even want to know about it. The only time they paid attention to Yeongyeong was when her dog disrupted their lives with its barking. The man took off his military dog tag somewhere in the house. Nabag swallowed it without anyone seeing. Yeongyeong and the man decided to go on a trip before he returns to the base. On Friday night, after Yeongyeong left Nabag at the Good Friend Veterinary Clinic and got in a red Matisse. The couple returned home Saturday night. That must have been when the man realized that he had left his dog tag at Yeongyeong's place. Tired from the trip, Yeongyeong was not happy to see the man again. He got angry. He hit her a couple of times before pushing her. She hit her head on the table corner and fell dead. He was relieved that nobody knew about their relationship. He went out grocery shopping with his family and pushed past the vet who came to return the dog to her. Is this how it happened? Is this how Yeongyeong died?
So who killed Yeongyeong? Literary critic Chun So-young answers that question.
작품의 첫 부분에 등장하는 동물병원 표어 중에 현대인의 사망 여우라는
In the beginning of the story, there is a sentence that goes, "The fennec fox of modern men." This phrase reminds us of the relationship between the little prince and the fox in The Little Prince. In that story, they say that a relationship nurtured with time and effort is very important. But the only good relationship in Yeongyeong's life is that with her pet dog. Although she couldn't form any meaningful relationship with people around her, she rescued the dog and treated it with love. Perhaps Yeongyeong didn't mean to have the only casual relationships in the beginning, but gradually changed that way as she got used to this society which doesn't cherish human ties. The killer is suspected to be Han Ujong, but this society which places more value on the pursuit of one's own interests instead of genuine friendships cannot be freed from blame. This is a message included in the investigative process.
Thank you for tuning in to Books on Demand. This week we read Good Friend by Song Si-woo. This has been Karen Choi, and please join me again next week.